Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Detective Orlando Martinez discussing phone records that showed Conrad Murray was talking to his girlfriend while riding in the ambulance with Michael Jackson the day he died. Martinez previously testified that Murray's staggering debt posed a dangerous conflict of interest, which Katherine Jackson's attorneys argue made Murray unfit and AEG should have investigated. AEG contends it was Michael's personal choices that resulted in his death. Former prosecutor and legal analyst Wendy Murphy.
You know, if that's the way the jury sees this case, then they may well say, look, it may be that Michael Jackson was his own worst enemy, but it was AEG that had the responsibility because they were paying the bills.
That's reporter Margaret Carrero talking about early testimony in the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial, which got underway this week. The Michael Jackson trial number 10 on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 3rd of May. Reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio is determined by the staff at talkers.com. I invite you, and they do too, to follow what's going on in the world of talk. This week, Michael Jackson is number 10. Number 9 on the countdown is the cold, wet, snowy spring weather that has gone across the Midwest and the continuing debates. This is so old and trite, man. Every time we get a weather anomaly, it's global warming. From our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, there's an interesting conversation going on here between host Gary Sattelmeyer and meteorologist Mike LaPointe about why so much of the country is experiencing these cold temperatures and the rare snow in this month.
You're getting squared away there at Channel 6, and here comes this freakish spring.
No kidding. How rare is it that we get snow here in May?
Very rare. I think it goes back 40-some years the last time.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, Mike, is look at the very short term and then the medium short term and then the longer term as we get into the summer. Do you see this thing as it moves out late this weekend and we get some better weather next week? Is this the last gasp?
You know what? I'd like to say yes. The odds are on our favor, on our side for the warmer temperatures, that is for sure. But yes, I would say I'm pretty comfortable in saying that I think we're going to be turning the page here. You know, I've always told people, Gary, they've asked about, you know, planting grass seed and planting flowers and stuff. I've always have told them in all my years here, wait until after Mother's Day to do it. You never know. I mean, you know, our weather, as you know, is controlled by the jet stream, and the jet happens to be still farther to our south, allowing all that Arctic air to come on down here, and that's what's giving us all the problems here. But it's looking like it's going to start to take a track farther to the north, which allows some warmer air to build in, and I do see temperatures in the 70s here starting late Monday, better chance next Tuesday and Wednesday. We're going to see temperatures in the 70s here.
Yeah. Right now we have, it's a low right over us, right? It's just kind of sitting there?
Yeah, it's just kind of sitting here right now. And again, it's going to be pulling out. It's a very slow mover. That's the problem. See, when the jet stream's kind of hanging over you, everything kind of falls and travels zonally, meaning the jet stream doesn't really push everything away. So what's going to happen? It's going to move a little bit farther to the north, so all the systems will track farther up toward the Dakotas, over toward Minnesota, leaving us in that warm bubble of air.
Okay, let's look at the more medium/short term, for lack of a better term. Mike, coming up, in the next week and beyond, do you see any kind of major warm up, like we're talking 80s into the 90s maybe?
You know, that's good question there. You know, I'm looking at a couple models here, you know, from the National Center here for, you know, like environmental protection, prediction, I should say, and they've got a little bullseye of actually temperatures running just a little bit below average here in Omaha, at least for the next week or two. Granted, we're going to see temperatures in the 70s, but then again, as I look toward June and July, it bumps us slightly above average.
Okay.
So we see some warmer air on the way. And as for that precip to go along with that here, still looking at the month of May, it still has a little bullseye of slightly above normal rainfall. Let's say it's going to be rain now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It better be.
but it keeps equal chances for the next, June, July, even early August. It doesn't have anything, you know, well below average.
Coming up, the morning after pill, gun control, and Jason Collins, all in the focus when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with the number 8 item on the countdown, the morning after pill. Here are, some callers talking, or actually debating with host John McConnell, the restrictions for the morning after pill. And the wonder out loud, I suppose, here is whether or not children under 17 ought to be able to get the morning after pill without a prescription and without their parents knowing anything about it.
How you doing there, Connie? What's going on?
You know what I think's going to happen? Get ready for the lunch money to be used on this, I guess. And I'm just hoping we're not ones that's going to be in that kind of box. But when you look at 20 to 35 years of age, how many are not out there working? So where are these kids going to get this money for the morning after pill? But you and me go to the drugstore to buy Sudafed or Benadryl or anything else.
Yeah, because somebody else abused it. Yeah, you got a good point.
Right, because somebody else abused it. But we're not going to get any money to raise our kids. Shoot, not be perfect. We're not going to be perfect parents. None of us are. We wouldn't be here.
True, but yeah, you brought up an excellent point, too, is the cost of it. I mean, the teenage...
A 14 or 15-year-old child, where are they getting the money?
Well...
That brings up another question, but they don't think about that. Of course not.
No, but and I think the unemployment rate for teens and young adults is like 15 or 20%. So I don't have those figures in front of me, but it's high. It's pretty high. How you doing, Charles? What's up?
I guess my concern, I think this is a lot of plaintiff attorneys are salivating right now, waiting for this, this bill to come out just to see the repercussions of it. And what are your thoughts about that?
About people waiting in line to get sued? I don't know anything about the side effects of this drug.
Right, and I don't think they do either. Short-term, long-term, I think it's been over in Europe for a while.
Well, I mean, I remember, wasn't it Reagan? I mean, didn't that woman come over from France and took the pill as soon as she got off the plane, you know, and they made a big to-do about it. I think this is a different actual pill, but it's still the basically the same concept. It's like you have sex, you take this to stop immediately whatever pregnancy was in motion. So.
I just see lawsuits coming for overdoses, you know, whatever. They go after the drug companies first.
The item at number 7 is gun control. Here's Taco's John McDonald with David Trahan from the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine about whether another instance of an armed robbery would not have been affected by new gun legislation.
There was an article in the Bangor Daily News about a robbery in Town Hill, which is in Bar Harbor. And a guy breaks in, or he comes into a store at 5:45 in the morning with a gun and a roll of duct tape. The owner, you know, you can imagine, like, owners don't have enough problems already. Here's a hardworking mom-and-pop store owner. His wife was going to be coming to the store soon, so he was afraid that there might be a hostage. He didn't know what, you know, somebody has a gun, you don't know what. Well, it turns out he finally wrestled a gun, and it was quite a thing. And they always tell you, don't try to do that. Well, he had to do something.
Right.
He got the gun away. The perpetrator fired the thing twice. Somebody could have been killed.
Right.
And there was no doubt in this guy's mind that he would have used it.
Yeah.
Well, he was trying to use it.
Yeah.
Turns out, we say, well, wait a minute. It finds out that he was a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, wait a minute. A convicted felon with a firearm? How did he get that? Well, he stole it.
Yeah.
It said he stole the firearm. He was driving without a license. He had phony plates attached to his car. This guy was a rolling crime wave.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, well, what? How many laws did he break?
Right.
In that one little instance.
Right. Well, I think there's some that believe that in that situation we need to pass a bunch of new laws because this guy had a gun. That somehow, because he was able to steal it and break the laws to get it,
yeah.
And we need tougher laws and new laws. Bottom line is, a bad person like that doesn't care about
no,
the law.
They don't say, oh, let me reference the laws before I go out and rob this store.
Right.
Item at number 6 on the countdown, the NBA's Jason Collins, coming out of the closet, so to speak. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to reporter Todd Starnes about why anybody ought to care whether Collins is gay or straight.
Can you tell me why, with all of the praise, all the pats on the back, all of the accolades that are being passed his way, no one tells me why I'm supposed to find this significant?
You see, Charlie, I'm old school. I remember back in the day when professional athletes were judged on their athletic prowess rather than who they betted. So I just don't get it. You know, the President of the United States actually called, he got a personal telephone call from the President congratulating him for his courage. Even the First Lady came out and said that she didn't come out. She came out, she tweeted and said that we have your back, Jason Collins. So this is a big deal for folks like the Obamas, but I'm with you. I just don't get it.
Well, it may be courageous. I don't know. I'm just baffled by the fact that everyone who wants to come out and kind of in between the lines tell me how important it is. I don't want between the lines. I want someone to convince me why it's significant. It's been done before.
Yeah, here's what I think, though. Those people who have an opposing viewpoint on this issue,
right.
I suspect people like the Obamas think that they are not courageous. And I think that's going to become the issue moving forward, because there have been some professional athletes that have come out and said, you know, that they don't agree with this. And I suspect those individuals are going to be treated like pariahs in the mainstream media in the coming days.
Coming up next, Obama's first 100 days of his second term in office in Syria, when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
B.
bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We keep going, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio now. We're up to number 5 on the countdown, the first 100 days of the president's second term. Here's host Ann Potter with political reporter Jamie Dupree. They talk about the president's press conference this past week, highlighting some of the goals that he has for the continuation of his second term.
The president had a news conference 100 days into his second administration. Sum it up for us.
Yeah, I think more than anything else, what struck me was that there was no opening statement by the president. Yes, that's a little inside baseball, but usually you use that to set the agenda. Instead, the president just sort of came out and said, okay, here I am. He took questions on a range of issues, defended the Obama health law and its implementation, defended the work of the FBI and the Boston Marathon bombings investigation, defended his ability to get things through the Congress. And, you know, I think it'll be dissected for a little while here to try to determine what the president wants to fight for and what he has a chance to get done in his second term.
Now, where does he stand after this first 100 days of the second administration, stronger or weaker than he was 100 days into his first?
Oh, I don't know. I think his first term, he had an awful lot of mojo at this point in time, just simply coming off his election, and Republicans were running a little scared at the time. It's a much different scenario right now, and obviously he discussed that with regards to the implementation of his signature legislative marker, and that is the Obama health reform law. The president standing strong behind it, acknowledging there might be some bumps in the road in terms of its implementation. In fact, they rolled out the new application forms for health insurance. I think a lot of Democrats, despite the president's strong words, there is a little worry in the ranks about how this law is going to be implemented and whether or not when it really kicks in January 1st of next year, whether or not there's going to be troubles because of it.
Number 4 item on the countdown is what's going on in Syria. Here's host Ray Appleton talking to CBS political analyst Audie Lynch about chemical weapons being used in Syria and what the president is maybe planning to do about it, perhaps in all those great words that enter into what they don't want to tell you.
The president had a press conference, and he is seeking international consensus on the Assad regime's alleged chemical weapons use, and he said it could be a game changer. What do you think he means by that?
Well, it looks like we're edging a little closer to arming the rebels in Syria, although he obviously didn't announce that, and as you said, is looking for consensus before that happens. So he's a little inconclusive, but that was thrown out there, and I think that may be the direction they're heading.
Well, I do know that it left a lot of things left for, obviously there are questions, but if this goes to the United Nations, the United Nations isn't going to back this thing up, are they?
I don't think so. And I think getting consensus is going to be extremely difficult. But if he gets some major powers with him, might be easier. But I think the ultimate, if they let the UN decide, it's going to be hard.
Right. Well, Russia, a longtime ally of Syria, has used its position on the UN Security Council to block tougher measure against the Assad regime. So what does that leave? I mean, do you think that the president and may try and cobble together some kind of an alliance to go in and try and do it alone? And then what does that mean? Does it mean military intervention, or does it mean just providing them, the rebels, the guns that they need?
Well, right now it looks like a decision on the supply of arms to the rebels is what they're headed toward, and that it could be, if not unilateral, just not a complete consensus with Russia, obviously being the biggest block to it.
Politically, how does this affect the president here at home?
You know, we've said for a long time Americans are very war-weary, and having gotten out of Iraq and then winding down in Afghanistan, the idea that we're going to ramp this up again is not going to go over very well. So I think he's also treading very carefully on this, so that with both the economy still problematic and Americans not sure why we're spending all this money abroad to get into another armed conflict, is something that's not popular at all right now.
Syria is the fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown, recapping where we go from number 10 down to where we are. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial is 10. Number 9, the debate over global warming because of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South. The morning after pill and its availability, number 8. Gun control, and the story of the 5-year-old who had a rifle given to him, a 22, and he picks it up, it's loaded, and he shoots his 2-year-old sister. That's number 7. Jason Collins coming out, number 6. First 100 days of Obama's second term is 5. Syria is number 4. So, in a matter of moments, we'll get to numbers 3, 2, and 1. If you stick around, that'd be good. We'd enjoy your company here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot
foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May 3rd, up to number 3 on the countdown we are, the Benghazi attack investigation. Here's reporter James Rosen with the inside on the investigation of what happened last September in Benghazi. This goes on and on and on, doesn't it, huh?
Fox News has learned exclusively that the Inspector General's office at the State Department has quietly been investigating for more than a month whether the Accountability Review Board, or ARB, the special panel that then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton convened to review the Benghazi incident, failed to interview key witnesses who'd asked to give the panel their accounts. Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney, and his wife, Victoria Tunsing, a former Justice Department official, are representing two Benghazi whistleblowers whom they say were spurned by the ARB and who will testify before Congress next week. They spoke exclusively to Fox News' Geraldo Rivera.
The Benghazi report by Pickering and Mullen is a cover-up. There were people who were material witnesses who wanted to talk to them, and they were not allowed to talk to them. The people that we are representing are career civil servants. They are people who have served the country overseas, in the country, in dangerous positions all over the world, have risked their lives, and only want to tell the truth.
Led by former UN Ambassador Tom Pickering and former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Admiral Mike Mullen, the ARB concluded in its final report in December that systemic failures and management deficiencies at levels well below Secretary Clinton were to blame for the inadequate security in Benghazi, where terrorist attacks on two U.S. installations on 9/11 killed four Americans, including our ambassador to Libya. Until now, the ARB report has been held up as a model of investigative thoroughness by the Obama administration and routinely cited to deflect questions about what happened on September 11 of last year.
The Accountability Review Board, which investigated this matter, and I think in no one's estimation sugarcoated what happened there or pulled any punches when it came to holding accountable individuals that they felt had not successfully executed their responsibilities. Heard from everyone and invited everyone.
We think that we've done an independent investigation, that it's been transparent, thorough, credible, and detailed, and that we've shared those findings with the U.S. Congress.
Now the methodology and final product of the ARB are themselves coming under the scrutiny of the department's own top auditor. Minutes ago, a senior State Department official pushed back, telling me, quote, "This is false. The State Department IG is not investigating the Benghazi review panel. Rather, this official said, it is conducting a review of the ARB process itself, going back a number of years to examine the 18 ARBs convened since the statute was first passed. The official also noted that more than 100 people were interviewed for the Benghazi panel.
Here's Talk Host Jeff Kuhner with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. They talk about the reports of whistleblowers who are being threatened to keep them quiet about the problems that existed in Benghazi.
We're now finding out more information regarding Benghazi and what took place there. And apparently, according to Fox News and other media outlets, there are now apparently State Department whistleblowers who were there on the ground, who saw what took place. They say they want to speak. They say they want to talk about what they believe is a cover-up by this administration. And yet, according now to numerous reports, the Obama administration or some unnamed officials in the administration have threatened them and even pushed to deny them legal representation to testify in front of Congress. Is it time for us to get to the bottom of this?
You know, we've been asking for months to interview those who were there. How can we try to, you know, prevent something like this from happening again if we don't exactly know what happened and what went wrong there? The one thing we do know for certain is that Hillary Clinton, when she was asked, did you read the cables asking for more security there, and when she said no, that really alarms me, that the person in charge of the State Department never read any of the cries for help, any of the pleas for help, and then her department denied these requests for enhanced security. And that, I think, is really a dereliction of duty and should preclude her from holding any kind of position where she'd been in that, be in that kind of authority again.
Senator, do you believe that she committed perjury when she testified in January 2013, saying she never knew of any requests for extra security, she never knew about what was going on in Benghazi, and yet we now know of at least one cable with her signature on it where she not only denied requests for extra security, but in fact, according to this cable, wanted even more security cut back? Did she lie under oath, in your opinion?
You know, I think it's equally damning either way. The one thing we do know for sure, if we take her at her word that she did not read any of the requests for security, we do know at her word that she didn't do her job, which her job, you know, she says she didn't have enough time to read all the cables from all the countries. Well, I don't expect her to have read every cable from Estonia or from Bulgaria, but from Libya I do. If the ambassador sent her a cable, which he did, asking for more security, if she read it and denied it, that's awful. But if she didn't read it, that's to me equally as offensive because it is her job. She should prioritize her time. And really, the biggest mistake in Benghazi was thinking that the embassy there would be the same as Paris. The embassy in Benghazi should have been treated like Baghdad, with a full military perimeter under the command and control of the military, not the State Department. And it was basically a leadership decision that she failed us on, and then she failed when they asked for help, she failed to send them any help.
That leads us up to number two, immigration reform, and that'll be up next here on our weekly talk radio review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make homeownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hot stuff, the hot hits in talk radio. Doug Steffen continuing on, number two on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking to Senator John McCain about the Gang of Eight's proposal, which includes $5 billion for border security and also allowing the increase from 1 million to 2 million legal immigrants every year. How do you like that? Listen to this.
How can we trust that this bill asks this head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, to come up with a plan that's going to secure the border when she has continued to say that the border is already secure?
Well, first of all, I don't know how you can trust. When you pass laws, it's an assumption that those laws will be enforced. If they're not, I think the American people punish those, and we're going to spend $5 billion to improve border security. We're going to bring in the kind of technology that proved to be successful in Iraq, Evader radar, which not only tracks people as they come across, but you can track them back to where they came from. We're going to spend $1.5 billion to extend the fence. These don't require appropriations. They're going to be in the bill, and if after 5 months we don't have 90% effectiveness, 5 years we don't have 90% effectiveness, we will then convene a commission, which I would expect the governor of Arizona to be a part of, where we will spend an additional $2 billion to done what needs to be done. But it's also tied to a system of E-Verify that will be in effect, which means that that employers can only accept tamper-proof documents for people who come to work, and employers will be fined and or prosecuted if they violate that. That dries up the magnet, Mike. If people south of our, and by the way, we're not overrun with Canadians, if people south of our border are...
It depends on what time of year.
There is
the winter months where it seems like we might be.
But if they know they can't get a job here, it's going to dry up the magnet. And also, by the way, and this was brought to light today, the information we have today, 40% of the people who are in this country illegally didn't cross our border. They came on a visa and they overstayed it. In fact, one of the individuals today who was just arrested was with an overstayed visa who left the country and then came back. How does that happen? I think, frankly, I know we've got a lot to talk about this issue, but immigration reform will be on the floor of the Senate. We have to put in measures to stop this. The older brother, who's now dead, apparently was in the country on a humanitarian visa, which means because conditions are so bad that he can't stay in the country, but yet he went back. He went back. So it seems to me that we are doing a lot of good things to enforce our borders and all that, but we've also got to fix what apparently is a broken system as far as tracking people who want to do bad things in this country.
Talk host Lee Rayburn talking to Jackie Esposito from the New York Immigration Coalition Group about why Esposito thinks the Gang of Eight's proposal is a pretty good start.
What do we know about this compromise bill?
Well, we know it is a strong start and that it needs some improvements, but it is a very solid start to getting us back on track for a workable immigration system in this country. What does the bill do? Well, it's important to note it is just introduced. It hasn't become law, so everyone should bear that in mind. You know, we still have to go through the legislative process before it becomes law and gets to the president's desk. But right now, the proposal on the table from the Senate Gang of Eight is that the 11 million undocumented people living in the country can get on a path to citizenship. It will take about 13 years for most people. There are some exceptions to that, depending on who you are. And you have to pay back taxes, you have to be employed. There are some other requirements you have to meet to ensure you're eligible. You have to have been here before 2011, so you can't come to the country now under the current proposal and get on the path to citizenship. It also creates a more workable system for future workers to make sure that the country has the labor it needs. And it makes some troubling changes from our perspective to the family-based system. The way that our country is currently worked, the immigration system has been based in what we call a family unification track. And that means that families have come first. As dysfunctional as the immigration system has been, the pillar has always been that family unification should be the most important part. This proposal seeks to change that, and 18 months after the bill is passed, what would happen is we'd start to move over towards more of a merit-based system, so less people could come here based on their family situation and more people could come here based on employment. And so we have some concerns about that and the impact it will have on immigrant families, so we're certainly working to improve upon some of those proposals, but it's a good start.
Here's talk host Rick Daniels with Joe Sakos, who heads a grassroots organizations in Virginia that's looking for real solutions to the immigration problem. And they talk about what some currently are having to go through to actually legally get into this country.
You said at the beginning there's a backlog all the way back to 1993.
Yeah, so if someone came here in 2004, yesterday one of the young people said, my stepfather came in 2004, and he tried to get in the whole process, just to the path to citizenship. And they say to him, okay, we'll get to your case someday, but we're still back in 1993. And see what happened recently, like with the Dreamers, when the president made a commitment, like, we got to figure out what to do with these young people. They're college graduates. They got talent. What they've done with some of them is they've moved them in from Virginia. Their cases have been shifted to Nebraska because in Nebraska, they don't have as big a waiting line. So there's some concerns about just how these applications get handled and where you are.
I mean, if the government that is in control of this thing is backlogged 20 years, what makes us think the government, who will be in control of whatever new plan, is going to get through 11 million of them pronto? Well, do you know what I'm saying? Because
sure,
it's still going to be red tape and bureaucracy and everything
sure
else.
But So that's a legitimate question, yeah. Right? And so many of the members of Congress said, well, it's pretty obvious we need more workers to process this. And then they came back with a proposal that's now in the mix of if you apply, you're trying to get through these different stages. They're changing the names, right? But for now, you would get a green card. People are generally familiar with a green card.
Right.
When you do these different steps, you're going to have to pay a fee. Just like you go to DMV and you get a driver's license, you got to pay a fee. They try to recover the cost of how they're doing it. They're going to do that. The other is if you are undocumented now, you're going to pay a fine. That's the current proposal.
That leaves us with one more, the number one story, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, and that'll be up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Doug Steffen here. Let's finish off the countdown in this hour with the number one issue, the aftermath of the Boston bombing. Host Bill Handel and Petros Papadakis talking about the arrests of the three suspects' friends and what they've been charged with.
Three college buddies of Zohar Tsarnaev, charged with after the fact, accessory after the fact, which means in this case they helped Zohar hide evidence. And the question is, did they know this was evidence that related to the bombing, even though one of their lawyers said, oh, they had no idea. They had plenty of idea if this is true.
I can't remember any of my college buddies ever asking me to take my backpack and get rid of it.
Full of fireworks
after the gunpowder had been taken out of it.
Pounds of gunpowder was missing. This was a backpack filled with these tubes of fireworks, and the gunpowder had been removed, and the authorities said that this was the gunpowder that was used in making the bombs, and there was plenty of it. I have a question regarding this kind of firework. You can't touch this kind of firework in California.
These are full mortars,
is what they are.
But there are places that you can. I mean, Arizona, Washington State, especially some of the Indian reservations, you could buy a howitzer shell and set that off on the 4th of July.
I mean, it's pretty impressive stuff. I mean, what is it? Flies up hundreds. It's like professional fireworks.
Sure.
They use at Disneyland. You can take that at home. according to the what we're hearing from the news sources, they knew that Zohar was the suspect.
Well, at least one of the guys texted him and said, hey, you look exactly like the guy they're looking for.
And he said, LOL, whatever the hell. I mean, how do you answer that one? But anyway, putting together the fact they found this backpack, they knew it was a backpack bomb that was used, and this is a spitting image of the guy. At what point do you not help him realizing how serious this is?
Here's talk host Jeff Messer talking about the nonstop barrage of news media coverage on every single angle of this story.
Man, oh man, this Boston story, and I really, I'm hesitant to spend a lot of time talking about it. I listen to a lot of other news sources who discuss the developments as they continue to unfold in this story of the Tsarnaev brothers and the connection to former residents in Chechnya and who's involved, and you know, they're on the terror watch list for a few years, and FBI, CIA, they're listening. The Russians are reporting, saying, "Hey, can you please look at this guy? We suspect him for being up to something." And so the CIA, the FBI, they're looking into Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and they've recorded a phone conversation with Tamerlan and his mother talking about, you know, jihad and all of this stuff. This story just keeps going and going, and it's you know, I don't mean to denigrate what happened, but this is turning into the ultimate sort of spy espionage thriller, this story. Well, as things continue, three men who attended college with the Boston Marathon bombing suspect, that would be Rukar Tsarnaev, the survivor of the two, three men have been detained. Aiding and abetting, I guess, accomplices on some level. Facts are coming out. The story is evolving very quickly. But three men who attended college with Rukar Tsarnaev removed his backpack from his dorm room at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth 3 days after the attack. Azamat Taziakov. Boy, I'm just butchering these names, so I apologize to anyone out there who knows how these are actually pronounced. And Dias Kadyabaryev are charged with conspiring to obstruct justice. There's the third man, identified as Robel Filipos. He's charged with making false statements to federal investigators. Well, the affidavit says that Tarziakov and Kadyrbayev, oh my goodness. But anyway, the affidavits for the first two people, T and K, I'll call them, says that they both agreed to get rid of the backpack after concluding from news reports that Rukar Tsarnaev was one of the bombers. So they saw the reports, like the rest of us, saw the FBI come out and say, hey, here are the pictures of the dudes. They went, oh my gosh, we know this guy. And there's a backpack full of whatever. We're going to get rid of that.
The aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, most talked about item this week on News Talk Radio. Let's recap from number 10 down to number 1, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial. Cold spring weather and global warming, number 9. The morning after pill is number 8. Number 7 is gun control. Number 6, Jason Collins, the basketball player, coming out. First 100 days of the Obama second term is 5. Syria, number 4. The Benghazi attack investigation, number 3. Immigration reform, number 2. And the aftermath of the bombing in Boston leads the list this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.